Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Knoxville's annual audit report that was released on Wednesday. The recent audit for the city, which was completed in June of this past year, I guess if Knoxville residents were to take a look at this and see the numbers, Aaron, they might see some striking numbers that might stand out to them, but I know that you have a lot of reasoning behind some of these increases, decreases in the numbers. If you could take the Knoxville listeners through some of these larger decreases on the audit.
Sure, and what might be helpful for listeners would be just a little background for the audit. And so this doesn't work like necessarily your personal finances. You know, when I think of the Internal Revenue Service, if they're auditing me personally, that's a bad thing, possibly. The city is audited every year. That's just standard practice. And it's an audit that covers a fiscal year. And so it's the fiscal year that ended June 30th, 2017. And so they'll come in the subsequent months. And so they've completed their work now. Here it is in November. They've completed their work for the fiscal year that ended June 30th, 2017. And so I would just want to reassure listeners that this audit is standard. They're not doing this because there's any expectation of wrongdoing. So as a staff, what we look for are not only the numbers that you're kind of talking about, but we're looking for what they find as an auditor that gives us room for improvement. They find areas where they feel like we could potentially have tighter controls or a better way of accounting. They do have little findings for us. Some of those we'd make changes and try and fix. Others are difficult. Some of their recommendations have been that we hire more staff to differentiate duties. We're reluctant to do that because that would increase our tax burden for residents. We don't want to do that when we feel like we have the people sufficient to cover the job. And I think the auditors understand that. And that's predominantly the findings that we find we have, those smaller things that are difficult to resolve with a smaller community. Now, specifically back to the numbers that you talked about, if you look at the press release, what you see are huge decreases, both from an expenditure and a revenue standpoint. And really, it has to do with debt. So in the previous fiscal year, the 2016 fiscal year, we had bond sales of $2.7 million. Part of that was restructuring some old debt for a big savings for Knoxville residents. We also had bonds that sold for the upcoming trail project so that we could start the engineering and some other process work for that. We also, some street work. A lot of streets have been getting done around town, and so about $1.5 million of that was street work. And so that's a big part of that jump that you're seeing versus the fiscal year 2017, the city didn't have any bond issuance. And so that's a pretty significant drop. And you'll see that that'll happen. So next year, you'll probably see a big increase because next year we do have plans to issue more debt. Street work, work in the parks, the library expansion bonds will also sell. And so next year's audit will show a large increase based on going from a year where we didn't sell to a year where we will sell, in fact, quite a bit. That's sort of the quick version of the audit.
When it comes to the audit, I guess you said it ends the fiscal year. When does that audit process start, I guess? What is a typical, I guess, number of faults that Knoxville has?
So the fiscal year is always, for us as municipalities in the state of Iowa, the fiscal year, what you could almost consider a New Year's Day from a budget standpoint, is July 1st. And then it will run through June 30. And so for the budget year we're in now, as a staff, we consider this fiscal year 2018 because it will end June 30th of 2018. And then a couple of months will pass so that we can finish closing the books on a fiscal year. That's when the auditors come in. And then it's typically about a two-week process. They'll be here and they'll look at our different, as I mentioned, the processes and some of those sort of things, and they will come back with their findings. Again, we do have some smaller ones, but as a staff, nothing that really gives us pause. At the end of the day, they'll review those findings that they have with us, and if there were something major, they would come forward with it, and frankly, it would probably have to get addressed through the council. But because our findings are relatively small, they typically talk to us internally. Again, a lot of these they understand just based on the size of us as a municipality. They're things that we probably can't address and won't be able to address unless we were to grow and have to grow our staff. Some of the smaller issues, sometimes we do work with them to resolve. Another specific example of that would be a specific disaster recovery plan. And so we don't have a formalized document like they would like to see. What we do have are system procedures in place to preserve our IT data and the information that would be pertinent. We don't have a formalized document. So that's one we're specifically working with them to try and create a document that would help to resolve that issue from their perspective. We don't see it as an issue because we know we have procedures in place, but they still see it that way without there being a formal document. And so those are the kind of things we try to work with the state auditor's office hand in hand to resolve and to continue to improve processes.
As a city manager, is there anything that ever pops up during the audit that has, in your time here at Knoxville, surprised you?
You know, not really. I think one thing that I'm really pleased with, I think the auditors would agree, and it's actually reflected in our bond rating as well. It hasn't been that long ago that Knoxville's reserves, the money that we hold back, sort of like what you'd keep in a savings or checking account, that number was low, very low. And we've done a lot. We've made a really concerted effort to raise that number up. We received an upgrade in our bond from that. That's something that would have concerned me in the, you know, 7 to 10 years ago kind of a time frame versus today. We feel like that number is very healthy. We do feel like the increase in our bond rating directly happened from that. So otherwise, I would say no, not any big surprises.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.